The emergency flood threat evacuations on Maui and Oahu's North Shore and the damage to Kauai's Kohio Highway after a massive landslide certainly raised our alert level this past week. You know, we got to wondering about the stability of our dams across the state. We reached out to Ed Teixeira, as a former vice director of the former state civil defense department. He visited many of the dams here on Oahu and on the neighbor islands. He also used to be with the Hawaii County Civil Defense Department under Mayor Billy Kinoy.
I left state service in 2011, and I thought by that time government, including the help of the Army Corps of Engineers, had really gone through almost 100% of the various dams that we have and water structures that we have in Hawaii. We were required to look at all of them, inspect all of them, and submit a report on their conditions. I think the legislative year after the Kaloko Dam failure, and was it 2006? How can I forget that year, right? We started that year with heavy, heavy rains brought about by a constant occurrence of upper low-level pressure systems, what the weather guys call Kona lows. I remember it raining for 40 days, 40 nights. You know, it sounds very biblical, right? And a lot of things happened in that time frame. But at the end of that year, toward October, then we had that major earthquake that caused a lot of damage also in Hawaii. So it's 2006 is a year I can't forget. But getting back to the Kaloko Dam failure, it was a very tragic event, and that spurred government in the state to go out there and start inspecting a lot of these dams and water structures. But I've got to also say that through the help of the Department of Land and Natural Resources, the County of Kauai, and also help out of the Office of State Civil Defense in Diamond Head, we had already gone out and looked at certain dams, particularly on Kauai and on Oahu, that we felt could pose a threat to the communities they were situated above. I'll give you one example, Lake Wilson here in Waihewa. You know, when the water level reaches a certain height in Lake Wilson, the outflow from the spillways can still cause flooding downstream. So there were several water structures that we already were looking at before the Kaloko Dam failure.
And so do you still have concerns about Lake Wilson?
Even after the Kaloko Dam failure, I got to tell you, Catherine, Lake Wilson, for me as a state civil defender, emergency manager, was always up there on like a priority item. In other words, every time we saw a lot of rainfall, I would have the state warning point, which is a 24/7 function at Diamond Head, now under what is called the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, or HAEMA. I think they're still in operation, but that was always an area that they had to keep an eye on, because if it rained, and you know, it didn't take really the rainy season, it could happen throughout the year, depending on what kind of weather systems impacted Hawaii, how much rainfall it would bring to certain areas, particularly in the central area of Oahu. But just the right amount of rain could just have that, particularly Lake Wilson, start to rise. Luckily, I think Bill Company had, in conjunction with the Department of Land and Natural Resources, had some water gauges in there that we could, you know, take a readout almost constantly to see the water heights. But if I do recall, I think when the water heights got up to about 80 to 82 feet, it required an evacuation downstream. Well, when I say 80 to 82 feet, I mean within the lake next to that structure, the dam.
Well, we just had the flooding there in Haleiwa. You know, those streams were just overflowing.
Right.
And, you know, I think I've seen you out in the field traipsing through the mud, you know, by Camp Otaki way back when they've had problems there.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, you kind of wonder if that was a problem area during your time and you were concerned about, you know, whether it's the spillway and problems being caused there. I'm hoping DLNR and HAEMA, you know, will be out there checking just to make sure that these dams are still sound.
Yeah, me too. And thank you for saying Otaki Camp, because as I watched things develop the other night on TV with the evacuation of Waialua, and that really, really got my attention. The poor folks, I thought about Camp Otaki, because they're just downstream from Kaukanahua Stream and Gulch. And so They're really the first folks to get affected right there. And then the flooding then spills on over toward Waialua and then toward the direction of Haleiwa. And on the other side, on the Haleiwa side, you have that major stream coming down from the Mauka areas. And I believe the name of the stream is Opaiula.
Yes.
That beautiful bridge that's over it. And that was another area, I think in maybe either 2008, 2009, there was a lot of flood damage. And, you know, I still remember attending a lot of town hall meetings after that, and when people want to know, what are you doing about this, what are you doing about that, and rightfully so. And I was reminded by the residents then, a few years ago, about flooding that had occurred, flash flooding. One house, if not more than one, was swept out to sea. And some of the residents never forgot that, and it was a attention getter for me. What I did was, with the help of the USGS and I think one other federal agency, we basically got the funding to put a water gauge on one of the new bypass bridges, if not the only bypass bridges, right above that particular stream in that particular area. Basically, if water heights got up to there, it would send a signal by satellite and then trigger another warning for us so that we could also start notify the county, the city county of Honolulu, and begin the evacuation of people and residents, businesses in the Haleiwa area per se. So it's like a dual threat down there. And all you need is the right kind of weather system and constant rain, and we will have problems there in the Haleiwa Waialua area.
Yeah,
almost perennially.
It's a recipe for disaster, yeah. More recently, you know, we've seen the concern, I think, about evacuations when the Nu'una Reservoir, one of the two up there, you know, had some stabilization issues. And that, you know, that's a large urban population downstream.
Yeah.
And that was kind of scary, and that's a small one, you know, compared to a reservoir like Waita Dam, you know, on Kauai, and that's huge, you know, up there by Grove Farms.
Not to alarm your faithful listeners, that when we began looking at the modeling, we had the resources of the Pacific Disaster Center, and I believe that there's still a relationship and a partnership with the Pacific Disaster Center out of Kihei, Maui, or with government agencies in Hawaii. So luckily we had the Pacific Disaster Center helping us do a lot of modeling for these earthen dams and other types of structures in the state of Hawaii. And the modeling they would do that in case of a rupture or some sort of a compromise, what would the downstream effect look like? And the Nu'uanu Reservoir with a modeling like that was interesting. It was an eye-opener. You know, when you look at the downflow and what the models would show in terms of areas that could be potentially inundated by flooding, and then what would you have to do as a civil defender or emergency manager in evacuating those impacted communities. We did the modeling, by the way, through Department of Land and Natural Resources took the lead and then began to work with the Corps of Engineers and the Pacific Disaster Center in doing more modeling for all these particular structures that would affect urban areas.
And we should say that, you know, the Board of Water Supply did lower the levels at the large Nu'una Reservoir over there, you know, where we used to do all the fishing, the catfishing. You know, that's no longer allowed, and they've dropped the levels down because of the risk. You know, it's a high-risk area because
of
all the people living downstream.
The Board of Water Supply, you're right, and the work they've done hand-in-hand with the city and county of Honolulu as well as with the state. I can't forget. Thanks for bringing that up. And if I can go back to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, a couple times with Lake Wilson, we went on out there to take a look at what was going on, and the Department of Land and Natural Resources engineers had brought in some portable pump units that were pumping out the lake. You know, it was better than nothing. It was like a little sieve, if you will. But they managed to, drop some of the water out of there before it got to a threatening height.
That was Ed Texera, former administrator for the former State Civil Defense Agency, now known as HAIMA, the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Texera was reflecting on dam safety in light of the recent evacuations on Maui and on Oahu's North Shore due to the recent risk of flash flooding.